But then if you think about it, this squid has this terrible problem because it's got this dying, thick culture of bacteria, and it can't sustain that. And so what happens is every morning when the sun comes up, the squid goes back to sleep, it buries itself in the sand, and it's got a pump that's attached to its circadian rhythm. And when the sun comes up, it pumps out like 95% of the bacteria. And so now the bacteria are dilute, that little hormone molecule is gone, so they're not making light, but of course the squid doesn't care, it's asleep in the sand. And as the day goes by, the bacteria double, they release the molecule, and then light comes on at night exactly when the squid wants it. And so first we figured out how and this bacterium does this, but then we brought the tools of molecular biology to this to figure out really what's the mechanism. And what we found, so this is now supposed to be, again, my bacterial cell, is that Vibrio fischeri has a protein, that's the red box. It's an enzyme that makes that little hormone molecule, the red triangle. And then as the cells grow, they're all releasing that molecule into the environment, so there's lots of molecule there. And the bacteria also have a receptor on their cell surface that fits like a lock and key with that molecule. These are just like the receptors on the surfaces of your cells. And so when the molecule increases to a certain amount, which says something about the number of cells, it locks down into that receptor and information comes into the cells that tells the cells to turn on this collective behavior of making light.